The Last Word with Matt Cooper.
Today FM.
It all happens here.
Today FM.
Amanda Brunker and Jeremy Dixon with us. Jeremy, of course, co-host of the Opinions Matter podcast. Don't think you've got a podcast yet, Amanda, have you?
I am refusing to have a podcast. I'm practically the only person. Nobody would listen to it anyway, so it's fine.
If they listen to me, they will listen to a cat screeching. So
there can't be any space left on the podcast wheel for anybody else at this stage.
Well, let's start with, I don't know which one of you to turn to. Which one of you is more interested in fake tan?
Come on. Let's just throw it over to Jer.
Yeah, no, but I mean, yes, it's very sexist to always assume that only a woman would know about fake tan. But in this case,
Donald Trump knows a lot about fake tan.
Yes,
for example.
He does.
He gives fake tan a bad rep. Listen, I'm delighted to be here for like such a hot topic. Apparently, there's going to be a global shortage of fake tan. But I love.
Sorry, why is that?
Okay, so there's a word, and I've had to Google it many times to try and pronounce it. So bear with me. There is a shortage of a product called ethoxydaglycol.
Yeah, and that's not far off, actually.
No, I will not. I refuse to. So basically, there's this, it's supposed to be some sort of magic liquid that keeps it going, fake tan going on even and stopping it being streaky. And I love the way that the story that I read today, experts have warned that there's a possible global shortage. Now, who are these experts? Are they 16-year-old girls?
Hold on a second. Is this some sort of petrol byproduct that people are using in fake tan?
Well, it probably is. It sounds horrific, to be honest. And I actually put in a call. I'm no longer a journalist because I've no paper to write for anymore. But I decided to do a little bit of research myself. And I got in touch with the Irish brand Tan Organic. And I said, do you use this horribly pronounced chemical or whatever? And they said, no, we don't. So it's absolute nonsense. So I don't know whether this story is fake news on fake tan, but I do know I will be stocking up before Christmas.
There's an enormous shortage of a lot of things. I was reading a fascinating piece this week, which you haven't been told about, but apparently the price of paint is going dramatically upwards because of a shortage of paint. Paint being an oil byproduct.
That suits me perfectly because
you don't have to do the painting at
home.
Well,
yeah, because I spent lockdown one and lockdown two. Lockdown one painting the inside, and that wasn't good enough for my wife. So lockdown two came along. She said, "Well, the outside needs a lick as well." And actually, they're my two pet hates: painting and fake tan. Fake tan. Oh my god!
I love both.
Why?
Several reasons. First of all, it's impossible to get out of the bed sheets. Now, what are you rolling your eyes for, Matt? I'm not talking about me. I'm talking about my wife would have a penchant for fake tan.
Do you know what? I can't go back to the 80s and 90s. I am at the age of 47.
Yeah.
When I was a teenager and a young 20-something, there was no such thing as fake tan. You had to be minted to have fake tan.
But you're not pasty.
That's because I have fake tan on. I am the whitest, palest, blue skin, purple skin person there is. And for everybody to have to go back to those olden days when we had no fake tan,
I know, but
it'd be horrific.
Okay, can I just explain from a man's point of view? Okay, well, my wife wears fake tan, okay, which she does on nights out. She gets into bed then without taking it off, obviously. And you wake up the next day and it's like she's been rolled around in Cocoa Pops. And you have to wash your bed sheets. This is very technical, by the way.
You're the first man I've ever heard complain about a woman rolling around in bed sheets with
them. wait for it, though. You have to wash bed sheets covered in fake tan, probably because of this ingredient, at 60 degrees. Now,
which is not good for the environment.
It's not good for the environment, and the wash takes 3.5 hours.
Absolutely not. What is your wife wearing? I wear fake tan on a regular basis, and I wash my sheets at a regular temperature, at a regular intervals.
Okay,
the second
problem with fake tan is that, remember years ago before fake tan came along, when you went away on holidays and you came home from Spain, it was a badge of honour to show off your fake tan, because when you came back with a fake tan, it was obvious, God, Jeremy, you've been away on holidays, where have you been? But now, there's nothing to show when you come back from holidays.
Now, you see, I'm the opposite. I go on holidays and I'm lovely in mahogany and my hair is lovely and smooth. And within a couple of days of being on holidays, my fake tan has washed off. I'm covered in mosquito bites and I've got frizzy hair.
So
I always come back uglier than what I actually leave when I go on holidays.
Matt, have you ever worn fake tan?
No.
I bet
you
have.
Would you?
No.
Because you're quite pasty, like, I hope you won't mind me saying this, but you're quite pasty like I am.
Yeah, but I mean, like, if I'm presenting television, I wear makeup.
Exactly.
Yeah. But would you, not fake tan.
But would you wear fake tan on your legs?
God, no.
But why? I think that's the last bit of sexism that's left in this world, that it's, well, there's probably more, but that it's frowned upon. And I'm not saying I wear fake tan, but I'm saying, given...
I really didn't expect this to go the way it has.
No, let's move on. Let's move on to wearing face masks and Boris Johnson, the British Prime Minister, parading around a hospital with his sleeves rolled up and his tie tucked into his shirt like he's trying to be so hygienic, and yet the only person in the shot who is not wearing a face mask. And then it seems as well, Amanda, telling loads of lies about it afterwards.
Well, the terrible thing is, how have they not got rid of this man at this stage? I think he's a constant embarrassment.
They love him. He's fun. They want entertainment.
Oh, he's fun. Yeah. Only last week he was sitting beside Sir David Attenborough, who is, what, 95? And he wasn't wearing a mask. And it was just at COP26 at the launch of that. And it was just kind of like going, how can this man be so tone deaf that he will sit beside a global treasure, never mind a national treasure, without his mask on? I just think the man is vile.
I think it's more cynical than that, because the reports are suggesting that when the cameras weren't around, he put the mask back on, that he was deliberately doing it.
Yeah,
for the cameras.
I think
I wouldn't put it past him.
Boris Johnson likes to stoke the fire. That's what he likes to do. He likes to provoke people. I don't believe, you know, people like Boris Johnson have a team of people around them, don't they? They're advisors and stuff like that. And he would have been told, listen, you're going into a hospital. It's probably best for the photo ops that if you put a mask on. But
to
I
promote
think,
booster jabs, I may add.
Yeah, I know. You couldn't make it up. But I think he gets off on the fact. I mean, the fact that we're talking about it and the fact that it made headlines everywhere shows that that's what he wanted.
There's no such thing as bad publicity.
I don't think there is. Are people looking for him to stand down over this?
Because I think a lot of people. I never get involved in kind of public slagging on the likes of Twitter or anything like that. But I've had to.
Oh,
really,
what are you missing? You don't know what you're missing.
I've had to hold back on saying anything about Boris. But like now, you just see people like the Brits, like totally embarrassed, and now finally tweeting, going, "This is really embarrassing."
Lots of them love him, but it also served as a useful distraction from the sleaze that's going on at the moment over there. I mean, the whole thing about Owen Paterson, who resigned as an MP, was one thing. Now you have his former Attorney General, Geoffrey Cox, two jobs out in the British Virgin Islands, doing his MP's job remotely while earning £1 million doing something else. All distracting away, though, from the real reason that they wanted to kill this commission into standards is the £200,000 plus spent on the refurbishment of Johnson's flat and the holidays he's taken from his mate, Zach Goldsmith, who, when he was dumped as an MP by the electorate, he's put into the House of Lords.
And he couldn't even just go to like a nearby hospital in London. Like he had to take a 600-mile round trip just so he couldn't be anywhere near the Commons. Any questions.
But Matt is right what he's saying. Distraction is the rule of politics. And when something is happening in the background, and if you can come up with... I mean, this particular story is a tabloid's dream.
I don't think he'd get away with it in Ireland.
Really?
I don't think he would.
I don't think so either.
So what's different about politics in the UK, and what's different about the media in the UK?
Oh, how long do you have?
You only pay me for another 20 minutes.
Well, let's move on to another COVID-related story. Jeremy, tell us about how Big Bird has become involved in the COVID culture wars in the United States.
This is absolutely—it's absolutely crazy. This is not the first time that correct me if I'm wrong. Is Big Bird a Muppet or a Puppet? And what's the
Muppet?
How do you not know what Big Bird is?
No,
you would have grown up with Big
Street.
Bird.
No, I obviously know Big Bird from Sesame Street, but
they're all Muppets.
No, you're a Muppet. I can't believe we're actually arguing about this. You're a Muppet. You're a Muppet if you're on the Muppet Show.
I honestly think it's a person in a big outfit, but you know we'll move on from this.
But I just want to draw a line under this: that Big Bird is a puppet, not a Muppet.
I'd probably go with you, Ger.
Really?
Yeah, I would say it's a puppet. Because it wasn't, the Muppets were a different bunch. We're sidetracking. Tell them about Ted Cruz.
But there was crossover between Sesame
Street. There was
Street
a little bit of
the
crossover. There's always crossover.
And Kermit went from Sesame Street to the Muppet Show, as did Big Bird.
I did not know that.
No, Big Bird.
Big Bird was never on the Muppet Show.
No, I don't think Big Bird was ever on the Muppets.
Did appear in the West Wing once. But anyway, let's move on. This is a far more interesting conversation
than the Joe Biden one. Most Big Bird and Muppet are above it. Yeah, President Joe Biden, he congratulated Big Bird for a COVID vaccine while a Texas senator accused the Sesame Street Muppet of propaganda. This has been going on quite a bit over the last year, I suppose, where different characters, fictional and non-fictional, let's state for a fact here, Big Bird is a fictional character, where they've been using fictional and non-fictional characters to promote the vaccine.
Hardly a fictional character, it's a real character because it isn't fictional as in a book or a cartoon.
I think it's been a long week, lads. It's been a very long week. It's Friday. Let's go easy on one another.
What rabbit hole are you going down, Matt? You can't come back from this. Sorry, are you going to state on national radio that Big Bird is a non-fictional character?
Well, it's a real physical being presence.
I'm dumbfounded. I never thought I was going to be the serious one here. To keep the story slightly on track, lads.
Yeah, but you just run this story and we'll just
so basically, the Pfizer BioNTech vaccine has been approved by the US government for children between the ages of 5 and 11. So, of course, they're trying to kind of promote it and get it out there. And how better to do it than with
Big Bird. And in another twist, a listener has informed me that Big Bird made a brief cameo appearance in the Muppet movie and also in the Muppets Take Manhattan.
Yeah, but does that
and
make...
another listener, this is really getting people worked up. Muppets are created by Jim Henson, hence Big Bird was a Muppet.
Okay, are Fraggle Rock, are they Muppets? Jim Henson also created Fraggle Rock.
This listener has just asked exactly that question and you're not supplying an answer.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're puppets.
Another listener is saying Big Bird is not a Muppet. This is getting more response.
Hang on a second. Is it a puppet if it doesn't have a hand up its backside?
Oh, my.
Okay, lots of comments coming in on this. And one listener says, all Muppets are puppets, but not all puppets are Muppets.
Wise words.
Okay. Surely you've heard of Weird Al Yankovic's song, whether you're a Muppet or whether you're a puppet, you're staying alive, staying alive. I'm not going to sing it. Lister says, no mention of Biden stereotyping us all as alcoholics with the Pope. Of course not. He's Irish. We actually discussed that with Cal Thomas last Tuesday. Let's talk about Jeremy Clarkson.
Oh, do we have to? He's a horrible man. Like,
any man you'd like?
Well, I have to say, it's a bad week for men in this round. Up, but it has to be said. So Jeremy Clarkson, of course, because he's just always offended by everything, is now offended by Greta Thunberg, who is a teeny tiny, put her in your pocket, 18-year-old climate activist. Now, of course, he's a petrolhead. Of course, he's the antithesis of Greta. But he's there saying she deserves a smacked bottom. Like, he's 61 years of age. She's 18. His children are older than her. It's vile.
I find it bizarre. And social media was awash with this over the week.
Has he not actually realised that you shouldn't be going around smacking anyone, given that his own time in Top Gear? Remember the Irish producer that he gave a smack to?
Oisín Tymán. He gave him a punch in the face, leaving him
because
with a bloody
lip. Because he hadn't got a steak from.
He wanted a steak and people were there saying, he was under a lot of pressure after filming for the day. Now, he'd also, I did a little research and apparently he punched Piers Morgan a few times at an award show.
Oh, now you're suddenly saying it's all right.
I'm being hypocritical here. But no, it fascinates me on social media. Anytime there's any story about Greta on social media, how grown men become triggered
Hate her.
I mean, they were all on social media during the week saying, why isn't she in school? And I'm like, because she's 18. This woman is fluent in, what, 3 languages? She doesn't need to prove.
Probably far brighter than anyone making those comments on social media.
Absolutely. And I don't get why people are triggered. And in fairness to Jeremy Clarkson, Jeremy Clarkson isn't going to be around to see the results of climate change. I mean, he's not. What is he, 60?
Well, he's only 61, but he's had some hard living. I was actually quite surprised when I saw his age. He actually looks a lot older than 61.
Oh, he's led a life.
Yeah.
Like a fairly...
But he called her. I just thought that this was just pot calling the kettle black. An annoying bucket of ego. Imagine him having the audacity to call anybody else an annoying bucket of ego.
Do you not believe she has an ego?
Is he not another Boris Johnson type, that he's doing this deliberately to stir it, that he really doesn't give a damn, but he knows it'll get the effect, it'll get people talking about him, it keeps his brand in the public eye?
Listen, I had a newspaper column for 20 years. You have to stir things up. You have to, like, you know, be a little bit controversial. That's exactly what he was doing for his Sunday Times article.
Give but she balanced analysis.
Oh, I just find it so
but
boring.
She is a bit egotistical when you think about it. And I'm a fan, by the way, I'm a fan.
But she's not talking about herself. Yeah, you're egotistical if you're talking about yourself and putting yourself front and centre. She's putting climate change and what's happening for all the young people on the planet. That's what she's putting front and centre.
But to have such a following and to know that she's known worldwide, that at 15 years of age, I think she was when she really came.
16,
to, yeah, when she really came to prominence, and that's bound to give her a bit of an ego, is it not?
But she doesn't. Like, I mean, she's just a very unassuming, small little person. She doesn't wear designer clothes. She doesn't fly first class like Jeremy would. You know, she gets the boat. She tries to be nice to the planet. She's just trying to, as far as she's concerned, she has dedicated her life to trying to save the planet, because literally, like Mary Robinson the other day, getting really emotional talking about climate change and how badly it's going to affect the world. And the problem is, it is white middle-aged men who are stopping the planet.
But I think this is going to have the opposite effect, because Greta is the face of climate change now. No adult, I'm sure, Matt, you have a teenage daughter, don't you?
I have
a few of them.
Yes. I'm trying to remember what ages are. Two of them have just passed 13 years. I have one teenager,
okay,
yes.
Would you like
and two teenage sons.
Would you like to be spoken down to by your teenage daughter? Would you like her to say...
It happens to me all the time.
They
speak down to me all the time.
Exactly.
They think I'm an idiot.
Who's wearing the trousers in that house?
Hold on a second. Don't all teenage daughters think their dad's an idiot?
Yes. No, but do they talk down to you? But, okay, if they do talk down to you, I'm sure you don't like it. And no grown...
They sort of talk to me and roll their eyes at the same time.
That's what all teenagers do. I only have teenage sons. But, like, I mean, they look at me, it's like... Shh. Like,
yeah, exactly. That look, I mean, obviously it's a look for radio, so I can't accurately describe it. But that look, used to getting that look.
Is it the roll the eyes look on, oh God, Dad, you're such an embarrassment? Is it
like they just don't think that you were ever a teenager. And I keep trying to tell my kids, you know, I do remember being a teenager too, like it was yesterday.
That long ago.
I know.
But that's where these people are coming from. I'm not defending them. They're hearing an 18-year-old girl who hasn't lived her life. I mean, she still lives at home. She hasn't.
But she wants to live her life. In a planet that's inhabitable, instead of all on fire and with floods.
At least with Instagram, there'll be loads of new trees planted this week.
Oh, God.
Moving swiftly on that. I love this. Yeah, go on. Do you want to tell a story?
So I can safely say I wasn't one of the people that fell for this, but Instagram, a post went up from a site on Instagram called Plant a Tree Co. and said that for every person that would post a photograph of themselves and their pet. Now, I'm not sure, but they specifically, did it have to be a dog or could it be a pet?
I think it was a pet.
I think it was a pet, but it was mostly dogs. And the caption said, we'll plant one tree for every pet picture. And what followed was a barrage of, now I hate people posting photographs of their pets on social media.
Come on.
It's my...
You prefer people slagging each other off instead?
If you pardon the pun, it's my pet hate, because every Pomeranian looks the same. When you post a photograph of your child, Amanda, your child...
I don't.
Okay, but if you did, your child does not look the same as my child. So your child is unique. So fair enough, post a photograph.
I think most kids just look the same, to be honest.
Oh, God.
I have to go to a rugby match after this and I will not be able to spot my son on the pitch, because literally he'll have the same haircut as everybody else.
But the point is, every Pomeranian looks the same, okay? So I had friends who were
posting...
Not
if you have a rescue whippet, it doesn't.
Oh, God. But
what you have?
I have two rescue whippets, yeah.
Stop getting away from the issue. The issue is nobody wants to see pet photographs.
The issue was planting trees after Instagram photographs.
That didn't happen, because this was, from what I can see,
a scam.
Yeah, well, not a scam, but they didn't realise it was going to take off so much. And I could have told them that. Pet owners are, oh God, they annoy me so much because they...
Oh, wow.
Well, I rein it back in a bit.
Rein it in a little bit, Jared.
No, but I'm
there.
Just saying, pet owners, they just think that everybody wants to see their little pooch, and we don't.
Amanda, listeners, takes offence at your statement on climate change about white middle-aged men. Why don't you say middle-aged people? Why make it a gender issue?
Because it really is, generally speaking, 99.9% of the people who have a problem with Greta Thunberg seem to be white middle-aged men.
Another one says, of course Greta is an outspoken person. The big question is why the rest of us aren't angry and outspoken about the destruction of our planet.
Yeah, why? Well, you see, here's the thing. As an Irish person, and this is another day's conversation, you know, we're being asked to do so much. I don't think when it comes to climate change, Ireland is not the problem here. And I wish Greta would address her.
But the thing is, we're all the problem. And because we're all inhabiting this earth, we have to share it. So, yes, we're probably not putting
out
the same...
We're dropping the ocean, Amanda.
But everything changes. Everything makes a difference. So every time you don't recycle and every time you buy more crap and consume more, you're adding
like
to the
fake
problem.
Tan, by the way.
Well,
just saying fake tan's not good for the environment.
Okay.
That's all.
You can get hung up on that, Jer, if you want to. I'm just going to move on.
I'm just
on
saying,
from
you
that.
Said at the start of this conversation that you were an advocate for fake tan, and I'm
do
just
you know
saying.
What? And I do love it.
And at the end of half an hour, you've decided to give it up, have you?
No, definitely not. I absolutely love it, and I'll be sticking with it, and I will be stocking up on my tan organic for the winter.
So you're eco friendly, but you're not really eco friendly.
And you continue doing your sheets at 60 degrees, even
I
though.
I don't wash my sheets at 60 degrees because
you have
I'm a normal
to. Amanda,
person.
I'm with Jeremy on this.
Yeah,
I know. That from having to wash sheets, that when I see them streaked with tan from my wife, from my three daughters, when the sheets go in, if you don't put them on at 60 degrees, you won't
they're
get
coming
the,
out the same.
Exactly.
Coming
okay,
out the
I
same.
Don't know what your wives to be wearing. They're obviously wearing that kind of instant tan. I wear
don't cast aspersions on my wife's
tanning.
Also,
what you should also be noting is, and both Jeremy and myself are the ones who are doing the washing of the sheets.
Yes.
Well, I'm very impressed. I do all the washing of the sheets and all the washing of all the 20,000 towels. Unfortunately, that's the one thing that I'm not eco-friendly on because I literally do about two or three washes a day because I've teenage boys.
Oh dear. So that's basically, that's the equivalent of me taking 10 flights a year on holidays.
At least.
All right. I'm
going
to keep talking, but we have other guests to meet after 5 o'clock and I've gone way late towards the 5 o'clock news. Thank you very much, Amanda Brunker, who doesn't have a podcast, and Jeremy Dixon, who's the co-host of the Opinions Matter podcast, for being with us here on the Last Word at Today FM. And you know what? We'll stick this up as a podcast as well if you missed any of it.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper.
Weekdays from 4:30. Today FM.